From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He says this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
Now, we're not presently in a crisis. As Managing Director Lagarde pointed out a short while ago, we're not in a state of alarm, but in a state of alert.
The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. About 25 operations were needed to rescue them from overcrowded boats. Italian authorities say there were no casualties and that all the migrants were taken to Sicily. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to bring back tighter controls of its borders with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged 2 people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. It says they were involved in the rental of an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. At least 8 people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. This is VOA News. The Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram is increasingly using school-age girls to carry out suicide attacks. Chris Stein reports.
The UN Children's Fund says 1 out of every 5 suicide bombers in the countries battling Boko Haram is now a child. UNICEF's Nigeria spokesperson, June Porter, says those children are victims, not perpetrators.
Deceiving children and forcing them to carry out these deadly acts is one of the most horrific aspects of the violence in northeast Nigeria and in neighboring countries.
Nearly all of those attacks have been in Cameroon and Nigeria, and most of the children involved have been girls. Chris Stein, Maiduguri.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is ruling himself out as a Republican presidential candidate. Ryan held a news conference Tuesday in Washington following weeks of speculation that he might be plotting to emerge as the Republican presidential nominee at the party's convention later this year.
We have too much work to do in the House to allow this speculation to swirl or to have my motivations questioned.
Ryan said he has no plans to run for president and would refuse the nomination if it was offered him. Kenya has deported another group of Taiwanese nationals to China. The Taiwanese had been charged with cyber crimes, but the charges were thrown out and they were ordered to leave the country. Taiwan Foreign Ministry official Antonio Chan says 37 Taiwanese were put onto a Chinese plane and bound for China. He said Kenyan authorities fired tear gas at 15 of the Taiwanese who refused to leave voluntarily. After a similar previous action, Taiwan accused China of kidnapping. Voting has begun in South Korea's parliamentary elections. This is the first such election since President Park Geun-hye was sworn into office. The election will be seen as a gauge of public sentiment ahead of next year's presidential race. A suicide bomber killed at least 4 people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Noted astrophysicist Stephen Hawking and technology entrepreneurs Mark Zuckerberg and Yuri Milner are teaming up to hunt for life in outer space. They have announced that they will send a swarm of tiny spacecraft to Alpha Centauri, our closest neighboring star. Using current technology, though, it'll take about 30,000 years for the spacecraft to get there. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduled to hold their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. The meeting is scheduled for April 20th at NATO headquarters in Brussels. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.